Hello.
And welcome to the Trouble with the Snap podcast. I am Tyler Hayward. You can find us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like Trouble with the Snap podcast on Facebook. You can listen to the archives there. Clifton Ryan, Thomas Rush, Will Whitaker, DeAndre Cobb, Jay Green, all of those guys coming on the show. And we have a safety on our back end of this week closing us out. And that is Marvin Wright, who played for Michigan State. And Marvin, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. If I'm here,
you're here. You're here.
Trouble with the podcast or trouble with the microphone?
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal, man. I ask the same question to everybody. I got a feeling I know what yours is, but same question to everybody. What's your favorite memory about playing in Brown Order?
All right. First of all, Cliff coming out the other day and saying those things about me had me gushing in the face. All right. I love that guy. And you just never know who's watching you. So that's why you always should do your best. But I guess some of my favorite, I was 2-2 against those guys up the road. Never lost at the crib. And I would say my junior year, we won 28-25 the last seconds with the pass to Nigeria Carter. And I think I had like 16 tackles. So I guess, you know, as far as
pedestrian 16 tackles.
What was that?
Pedestrian 16 tackles.
I mean, you know, it's good to have 16 tackles, but if I'm playing safety, it's not necessarily that great because he's being contacted like 8 yards down the field. So I don't know, you know, but I'm glad I was there to make those tackles on Tim Biaka Patuka at that time. So I guess that win was really nice for me. I mean, beating Michigan at the crib both years, those 2 years will be forever great memories.
Well, I hated every moment of it, to be quite honest, Marvin. But the good thing about it, like I told this to Tyler before, you know, you probably heard us. The respect is always there. I mean, being a former athlete, I think, you know, I tell this to Tyler all the time. There's some guys on the Michigan State side that I've got a lot of respect for. And then coming up as a player, you know, I looked up to some guys that played at State. You know, definitely looked up to Mateen for being a point guard, you know, being on the basketball side.
Yes.
I want to ask you this, though, because, you know, we got a lot of a vivid memory of this rivalry. A lot of people on the Spartans say, you know, they always talk about the disrespect. You know, Michigan disrespects us, and rightfully so at times. There's some arrogance there. I understand it completely. Coming into the 93 game, that's your first year, was that one of the big things that was mentioned? You know, these guys don't respect you. Look at the things they said last year. I mean, I remember, Marvin, Elvis Gerbach saying some really cheap shots after beating Michigan State. I'll never forget it. He was like, they couldn't handle us up front. It was a cheap shot.
Yeah.
I remember after the 93 game, still Jim Miller firing back because you guys pushed Michigan around. But was that a huge thing coming to Michigan State? Like, this is Michigan. They don't respect you. They think you're smart. Was that brought up a lot?
Absolutely. And you sensed it yourself. I mean, I was a freshman. And true story, Shante Peoples, you know this name.
Oh, yeah.
Shante Peoples went to my high school, who I looked up to. I don't think Shante spoke to me one time. I'm like, man, we went to the same high school. And you're telling me we can't even talk and switch gloves or do anything? I mean, granted, we kicked their butt 17-7, and I think they ran for 33 yards. But that was my first experience of that. And to see my old schoolmate, or I guess he was a few years older than I was, but to not even speak to you before, during, after the game. So I would say that was definitely real. There's a real arrogance that they have. Absolutely.
Now?
Pardon?
As friends now?
if I saw Shante, we would still speak. Absolutely.
Okay, you guys got over. Okay. Yeah, me and Tyler.
We got to wait until Sunday.
The guy that went to Michigan and had the problem. I didn't. That must be something they teach over there. We don't do that over here, from what I know.
I'm gonna switch this up a little bit. We talk about this year's team because, look, the defensive philosophy has been the one thing that, you know, everybody kind of talks about with Michigan State. You know, yards per play, they're right up there. Yards per possession or points per possession, just all of those types of metrics that can kind of like break down even more. the scheme, the bend but don't break scheme, as a defensive back, how do you address that when you're getting ready to go against a team like Michigan who, you know, short passes, make sure Cade doesn't turn it over, 4 or 5 yard button hooks?
I don't mind it. I know some other guys have been talking about the, you know, we have more pressure. I like the fact that I want you to throw the ball down and I want us to come up and not blast them. You know, I want us to come up clubbing. I mean, somebody get them low, somebody come in high and dislodge guys from the ball. I think we're some stickers like that. I think we are out to, you know, hit the guys. We don't want to take, you know, I don't want the safety to go out of the game, but we're still going to keep the physical part of it, but be safe about it. So I coach football myself right now, you know, as an eighth grade coach, and that's my philosophy. I can give up a couple yards because I know my guys are going to keep coming, and hopefully something's going to happen. You know, if we got 11 guys to the ball, that's when good things happen. So you dump it off, we're going to be over there with 9 or 11 guys, and you're going to feel every last one of us, and hopefully the ball comes out. So I don't mind that. You know, it seems safer to me. But if you got the guys that can play, you know, man-to-man and lock guys up on the edge, let's do that too. Just switch it up, though. You know what I mean? That's what I think. Or disguise it. I mean, I think the guys can disguise it a little bit better. You know, hang in there as long as they can. Bail out at the final end to really confuse these young guys up the road. I think that'll be even more fantastic. If you can do a better job disguising that, they won't even know. And then maybe we can get them into more trouble. So I don't mind bend or break.
I've noticed you've said these guys up the road twice, but you have not said – the school yet. Are you of that Mel Tucker philosophy?
I just don't like Michigan. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. I don't necessarily like Ann Arbor. I don't go there. I could drive to New York, and I hate that I got to drive through there a little bit. So it's just, they just, you know, there's been a lot of disrespect over the years, and they've earned a lot of it because they were, you know, the better team, had better athletes, 5-star recruits. But that's why I went, that's why you go to state, though, I guess. And, you know, so we can have these moments just like this weekend. And we can take over the state. So, yeah, they're the guys up the road to me. It just sounds better than everything.
Well, I'm really glad Tyler asked that, Marvin, because about the bend or don't break stuff. Mm-hmm. I think both these defenses are very similar. I think there's some hard-hitting guys on mm-hmm. both sides. When you watch Michigan, clearly I'm following along, watching them very closely. They hit hard this year. Yeah. They're much harder hitting team right now. And I feel like with Daxton Hill and Hawkins, who's been around forever, you know, Josh Ross, you know, he might stay back as a linebacker even, or if he fills hard. My question to you is, do you see a lot of similarities? Like, even though the school up the road you don't like,
yeah,
some stuff they're doing now, though, Michigan, where you go, wow, that is a little better defensively in the second. They're giving room, but they're putting the pads on you now when you catch it.
And that's a good thing for them. I mean, they needed to do it. I mean, maybe they swallowed their pride a little bit and realized that they can't do some of the things that maybe an Alabama can do. And you might need to play a little bit of zone. So I love the fact that they've actually switched up some things and helped themselves out, you know. But if they were going to play man-to-man all day tomorrow, I would even be putting more money on the game. But, I mean, I love the adjustments they've made. And then some of the guys have stepped up and make some plays. So I do agree with you there. I just think our guys are better.
All right, I got two questions. The first one's kind of a follow-up to what you said, and this is going to kind of tie into what I'm going to ask you at the end of the show, too. Are you putting it on the spread or the money line?
It's just a straight-up win or loss. I'm not really a gambler, right. You know, but, if I was if any game that I was going to bet on, I would bet my house on this one.
Okay. All right.
There's just too many intangibles in this game for us to lose. And I'm not usually that guy, but there's this feeling I have in my gut and what I see on the field and what I see at practice and the men that are teaching or that are leading our guys in the bye week. You know, I think the guys are going to be like a bunch of caged dogs in the woodshed that's going to be let out after like 2 weeks, and then they're foaming at the mouth. And
well, I'm feeling out now. I'm feeling quite outnumbered. I can tell you this, man. Like, I love it though. Like, I said this to one of my friends who happened to play professional basketball. We're basketball guys, so clearly the football guys we're gonna listen to more. You know, like you say something, Marvin, Clifton, I'm gonna listen. You know, like I'm like, okay, I'm a little worried now. What are they seeing, right? The one thing I will say though, coming into this game, is I think Michigan State, especially in this game, they let it all out. And they bring out things you haven't seen. And I just think that's been the problem on our side, where I think Jim Harbaugh, he's very predictable. I know people say the same thing, but talk about this, because I don't know if you've seen it enough, but I talked about this with Tyler here. J.J. McCarthy, I want to ask you a question about him. Do you think if a quarterback like McCarthy is playing more, or if he plays this capability, does that make it
in the secondary? Because now you're thinking, well,
on those RPOs, if we do, still can throw it. Is that a concern? Because a lot of people are talking about here, Marvin. They think he's going to get some opportunities this game. Is that a worry a little bit that he may come in and be able to RPO and still hit you deep?
I do think there's some legit concern there, because you said it before. Jim Harbaugh is the guy that's going to put two receivers, possibly a tight end, two backs. I'm going to run this ball. I think that's predictable. You're not going to trick me with that. I don't think you win with that. But if you got the quarterback there that can pull the ball out on the read and then sling it down the field, now you got some people thinking. I mean, but so he has the young guy in there that's going to run a regular offense, you know, maybe not the spread. I think that'll be fantastic for the Spartans this year. But if they do bring in the other young guy, I think that would be a bonus for them. But he's also a freshman, and it makes me think about maybe Devin Gardner's game and him being, you know, in a lot of trouble. You know, I mean, you just – freshman in a game like this, you know, and then maybe the possibility of getting hit by a 9-for-96 or, you know, and he won't be in there long anyway. I mean, I think it's a bonus for them, but I think this could be a problem as well. You know,
how much of a bonus is it though to have two completely different style quarterbacks, and as you're trying to game plan for them, and how much does the bye week play into that? Does that make you feel comfortable with handling both guys?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't care who they got in there. To be honest, I think we just got to worry about doing our job, and that's what I like about this team. That's what I like about this part. Guys are doing their jobs, you know, and that's why you win games like they've been winning, because everybody's doing their job. No one's going overboard. Nobody's, you know, losing contain. I mean, it's just like guys are picking each other up, and I think that helps in regards to whoever we're playing against. Like I said, but that freshman coming in the game, that's a difference maker. But I think we'll be ready for both of them, especially with the bye. The bye just gave us time to look at us as players, look at themselves, to get some corrections on their own. Maybe they can quit smelling their own poop, you know, and realize that they're not that great and they still need some work. And then you go out there and then you watch Michigan. So, you know, you can add a lot of things during the break, but you don't want to do too much either, I don't think.
Yeah, I think those are good points. I mean, I'm excited because, look, I mean, the Michigan State-Michigan rivalry, it's special, man. And I'll be honest, I'm one of those Michigan guys that I don't look forward to this week. I told this to Tyler, like, I feel like because of
– How do you think I felt the last two?
Well, I just – you know what it is for me? Like, I really think that Michigan State comes into this game and there's an attitude of not only do we have to win this game, but there's other people that don't think we can, so it's even better. I've always felt that way, that that's an advantage. Like, I know it's just psychological. It doesn't matter what I say, what even you say, Marvin, as a great player you were. You could say whatever. The guys tomorrow got to get it done, and you're a gamer, so you know that. The coach can tell you something. George Perlis and Nick Saban can tell you something. If you don't go out there and make it happen, you guys are the most important people. I think the one thing that I will say about Michigan's end, being the Michigan guy, I do think this team has a little more mental toughness. I think they've been a little more still confident, less arrogant. A lot of confidence, but they're aggressive. They run them. I mean, Haskins and Corum, guys can on the state side have been, well, you know, they're okay. Look, man, those guys are ballers. They can flat out play. That O-line can play. I don't think Michigan wins, because I just think Jim Harbaugh's not made the right decision at quarterback still. And I told this to Tyler all offseason, Marvin, that I don't have a quarterback in this offense with Gattis who can do both. You just do. I mean, Patterson didn't want to run much. It killed him. Finally, he started tucking it, and it transformed their running game.
Yes.
They still want to continue to run their base stuff with your, you know, your center, your tight end pulling. You know, there's their base runs where they just out physical you. Michigan State's going to come in there, and they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready to load the box, and they're going to be like, you're not beating us on the ground this one. Cade, you're going to have to beat us. And I just think that that's the issue. My question, my last question for you, Marvin, is the critics of Jim Harbaugh, like, is it fair, or is it like, you know, this is just Michigan fans expecting too much? Like, what do you think about that? Because a lot of people want him gone, man. They just don't think he can get done. And I know I've been very, like, this guy's got a five-star quarterback. I just don't understand why they didn't bring him right in or at least showcased him. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't – he can stay. I didn't want Brody or whatever his name, Hope, to lead. I'm like, listen, stay, Rich Rod. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the funny thing is, Jim Harbaugh, I actually liked Jim Harbaugh at some point in my life. I mean, I'm a Michigan guy, so I've, you know, I've always liked Michigan teams, but I don't know. Like I said, he's too old school for me. Like I said, his head's too hard to see that I'm not to do something different. All right, like you said, we're not going to let them run for 250 yards on this. I don't think so. That's one of our strengths. And you don't disguise your run. I mean, I can call some of the plays that they're running, and I'm not even watching film of Michigan. You know what I mean? They're doing some of the same things from back whenever, it seems like. And there's just different things and different ways of disguising the plays. You know, if you're a linebacker with some of the offenses now, there's guys crossing, there's linemen moving, and then the quarterback, next you know, he's running right past you up the middle of the field. So that's not going to happen, you know, unless maybe the younger guy's in there. So Jim can stay. You know, I don't love his khakis. His khakis are even bad. I mean, like, come on, they're like Wranglers or something. They're not even like the good material that like flows. You know, they're like some really busted up. So there's a couple things about him that just irks me, and I think his outfits is one of them. You know, they have better coaching pants. They're better tailored. They're like, you know, you don't have to wear a belt. So his outfits is a problem.
Tomorrow in the rain, right?
Yeah, they'll be great. They'll be soaking. They'll be so heavy. They're such a heavy material. I don't know. So, but like I said, Jim can stay and keep doing what he's doing right now, and it wouldn't bother me. It gives us a chance.
Jeremy, I got a question for you really quick. Jeremy, are we running one tomorrow morning? You sound like our should be YouTube, and you're cutting out.
Well, I'll be in the gym at some point tomorrow. It's been a pretty big week, and all you sparked the best. I've got something scheduled. Look, man, I just want to say this.
Look, I'm just asking, should we do our predictions now or tomorrow?
Yeah. Silence. He's gone.
That's his problem. hopefully, you know, much like Jeremy today, Michigan won't be able to stay for all four quarters. So, look, Michigan's favored by about 4 points right now. You said Michigan State on the money line. Give me your prediction. What goes down tomorrow?
I'm liking a two-score victory. Maybe not two touchdowns, but a touchdown and a field goal. 28-17.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to play well tomorrow, and we're going to, you know, dominate. I really do. I know they got a good team over there. I know they got some good players, but with the stuff that's going on in East Lansing, with the coaches, with the AD, with the kids, just the camaraderie and the alumni coming back. And now he's welcomed us in. There's some guys that feel closer to the team now than when they played for 4 years. Yeah. So that's amazing. You know, we're mentoring the guys out there, and the guy like Darian Harris, man, I can't say enough great things about this young man. Like, he's got those the ceilings the, at the top for him. So he can do whatever, and he's like leading these young guys too. So I just think all that together with the bye, with game day, with Fox being there, the YouTubers being there, the crowd, the weather, us being at home, us winning last year, but with like a different team than we are this year. I think we roll. I really do.
And,
I really do. I like that. I like to see that anyway.
Can I put my pick in, Tyler? Can I put my pick in real quick now that I'm here? I'm outside the Ann Arbor area. We got a lot of people out here. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I live out. I know you hate Ann Arbor, Marvin. I'm actually out in that area right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And I want to shout out Saginaw, though, by the way. First Ward Center. I played for the Michigan Mustangs. I remember me and my father went out there. And what a place, man. We walked in, and it was like, this is what Saginaw basketball is all about. And there was some players, and it was great. I mean, it taught me a lot. I mean, you know, playing in Saginaw and Flint was very important for my basketball life, playing against some of the better guys. So, but I'm going to – yeah, man, I'm telling you, I tell guys I've met across the country in basketball, whether it's California, Florida, I said, look, there's an area of Michigan. There's two areas that I always talk about, and it's Flint. And then I talk about Saginaw. So these areas, you not think like there's nothing really going on. People think, or what's these cities? And then boom, you get on that court and you realize, wow, this is what we do. This is a different brand, and it's driven, very driven. But yes, Tyler, I get my pick, man? I might as well give it now, just in case. Okay. Well, I just wanted. I've fooled you guys. I actually think. I've been going back and forth, by the way. I thought Michigan would win by 17. I thought they were just better. I think both teams are so equal in so many ways, so I think it's hard for me to say, oh, one team will blow them out. Mm-hmm. But I think Jim Harbaugh, someone's going to knock him on the head with a hammer, and I think he's actually going to play the young kid, and I think he's going to have one big play for a touchdown pass that opens it up. And I actually just wanted to fool you guys today. I do think Michigan wins by a touchdown, and I think it's going to be the young kid that makes the difference. Now, I've been wrong a lot, Tyler knows. I was wrong all last year with Michigan basketball, and actually had a hell of a year. But I do think that this is a year, this team's a little different in Ann Arbor. I think they got a couple gamers, and I think you guys will be not very happy by Sunday. How about that?
I respect your call.
I don't. So here's the deal. All right. I'll go ahead and I'll shoot out my two. This game is 100% on Jay Johnson.
Oh, yeah, you go.
If Michigan State wins, it's because he called a great game. If Michigan State doesn't win, it's because he didn't. And I think that involves play actions, getting the linebackers up, use the tight ends. I told you, Jeremy, turn Connor Hayward, turn Tyler Hunt into All-Americans in one game. You know, the threat of Kenneth Walker is enough to buy Peyton Thorne time and to get those tight ends open. Shouldn't be a problem for Michigan State. It should not. Michigan State should absolutely win this game. That said, I don't know if they do. I think Michigan still scores on five possessions, but they only get 23 points out of it. Michigan State, 24-23.
I like it. I love that one. I love that one all day. And I agree with everything you say about the coaches. I mean, the guy's going to make plays. And those linebackers from Michigan, they get caught up. Their eyes. Their eyes, they go peeking, you know. And as soon as you do that, Peyton's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, and you also have, Jaden Reed is a threat rolling around off a fake end around. You can get those guys moving a little bit. The ends are a little better than last time. You get them to suck in, but
yeah. But I think Peyton's better than both their quarterbacks combined.
And, I agree totally. I agree totally. No, I love Peyton Thorne, man. I mean, I will say this real quick. I know we guys kind of want to get us off, but I think Peyton Thorne, even when JJ is only a freshman, I think Peyton Thorne is an advantage. I think Tyler's right. Jay Johnson needs to watch that second half film of North Nebraska and say, oh, we can get them on a lot of things. We can get them on misdirection, running to. It was like, wow, you know, Scott Frost and that offense, Their OC said, look, man, let's get these running backs on some wheels. I mean, Kenneth Walker should be included in the passing game, Marvin. I mean, they got to get him out there. Yes.
From that. I agree Josh with you there, too.
Josh Ross is not talking that.
Hey, I just want to say something. You guys realize it took us about 20 minutes of this podcast before we even brought up Kenneth Walker?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I like K-9.
Yeah. I love him too. I mean, I know it was a tight end you played with, I think, Josh Kuehr.
Yes.
He just posted some nasty Kenneth Walker swag that my wife is going to be really mad that I saw. And so I'm about to take advantage of that name and like this stuff.
Nice. But
I think, hey, Marvin.
You even say Connor Haywood. I mean, I think he's a secret weapon. I mean, yeah. I think he might throw a touchdown tomorrow. You know, if he doesn't throw one, he's going to run for one, or he might catch one. I think he's the best receiver we have. But that's just me talking down. I just love Sparty. I love these guys. I love the way they're playing. I love the way they're being coached. And I just hope it continues.
Yeah, and we'll see if that continues tomorrow. Marvin, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for working through us since we had a little trouble with the podcast.
And good luck coaching too, Marvin. I read an article about you, man. I'm so glad you're giving back doing that. We need better coaches like you, man. We really do.
I did want to coach, but I saw who was coaching my child. I was like, this can't happen. He's not going to like the game after he's done with these people.
Right. Yes, man.
I love the parents that come out and help. Sometimes, so it made me go back out there. And I just had a good group of these eighth graders, and they just look at you like you're a monster. They don't know you. Know. So it's fun. It's definitely
kudos
fun.
To you, my friend. Great job. I love that. I
appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. I want to give a plug to the funniest comedy club, if I could, too.
Yeah.
It's the comedy club we have here in Lansing. I work with some friends here at the Ingham County Family Court, but they bought the AMC Theater that's out by the Lansing Mall. It's going to be a studio, but right now they have the funny comedy club open Tuesday through Sunday. Friday night, Saturday night, they have a headliner, and they're great. They've been great headliners from all over the country, from California to Chicago. It's just a nice, fun, safe event, and we hope some folks come out and help and support us.
All right, and how do they do that?
Just come on out. Look it up on the internet. Come on
out.
Come out to the show and be ready to laugh. That's what we need you to do. You know, come out there, go online, funniestfunny.com, and just come out to the show, and I promise you a good time.
All right, so be sure, guys, to go ahead and check that out. Marvin, hey, I appreciate you coming on again. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Jeremy, nice of you to finally join us this week.
You know what, Marvin? I'm so thankful. You're a good Sparty, man. We've had some good ones, but you I could tolerate you, sir. Yeah, you're great.
That's cool, man. I appreciate that, too.
Marvin, I just want you to know that Jeremy wanted to stay out of all of these Michigan State guys coming on until he heard Clifton Ryan talk.
Oh, good. Exactly.
When he said that Michigan State's not as good as people think, I said, I'm on the next show. I'm back on it.
I really do understand, Cliff. But if both of our teams suck, I'm picking us.
Hey, if Michigan State is good, I'm picking us because Michigan has not beaten a 9-win Michigan State team ever.
I don't think they've beaten a top 10 team ever.
Not under Harbaugh. Not with Harbaugh.
Maybe they did, but now not on the road. They are 0-4.
Not on the road. How about that?
Yep, on the road. And also, one quick hitter. You hear my son in the background. Sorry, guys. It's been a wild week. One thing that I'm really concerned about Michigan, too, and we haven't talked about enough, Ronnie Bell has not been missed totally yet this year. I think he will be tomorrow a little bit.
Andrell Anthony does, huh?
I just think we haven't talked about it, Marvin. You're a second-year guy. I mean, Ronnie Bell is a four-year guy, you know, and he would have made a difference, and we haven't really had to miss him. We have a little bit, but when you're playing against a team like Michigan State who can score points, you got to have big-time players, and he was our best receiver, man, and it really hurt losing him.
I agree 100%. That's my right. If we shut down the run, I really want you guys to beat us with the passing, and I don't see it. So, but we'll see. That's why they play the game.
Right.
But all right, we do need to get rolling. Hi, right. Marvin. Thank you again for coming on. For Jeremy File, I'm Tyler Hayward. This is The Trouble with the Snap.
Go Green.